Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.ByteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my very special guest is Brent Michael Phillips. He is the author of The Formula for Miracles, Where Science Reveals the Secrets of the Spirit. Brent Michael Phillips was a successful engineer and one of the people who helped create the Internet during his time at MIT. After leaving MIT to pursue a technology startup, he experienced a staggering physical challenge, and years of chronic pain and failed treatments led doctors to put him on personal disability. With his right arm paralyzed after an experimental surgery, Brent went to a healer and experienced his first miracle when his arm was instantly and permanently healed. Knowing his life path was fortuitously altered, he then spent years studying with the world's best master healers, gurus, psychics, and spiritual teachers to discover and reverse engineer the scientific laws and principles underlying the miraculous instant healing, financial abundance, loving relationships, and even enlightenment. He is the creator of the Awakening Dynamics System, which consists of advanced conscious technologies for subconscious clearing, instant healing, manifestation, seeing, energy and auras, and the ascension of consciousness from awakening to enlightenment. Brent is also an award-winning author and Amazon.com number one best-selling author, and inventor of the patent-pending Formula for Miracles technology. His greatest passions are teaching, healing, and helping others to experience their own genuine spiritual awakening. To learn more, get his books for free, and join Brent live to experience block clearing and higher consciousness, please visit awakeningdynamics.com, and I do have a direct link to that website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Brent to the show. Good day, sir.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. This is great.
Thank you. I'm excited to have you. This is really, I love when science and spirituality meet, and we seem to be getting more and more of that kind of awareness. So if you wouldn't mind sharing, I just shared a little bit in the introduction about, you know, your journey, but how is it that you went from MIT-trained software engineer to that role of a healer and decoding the formula for miracles?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I would be the first to admit I never thought I'd do anything like this. Oh my gosh, to be a professional healer, to be teaching spirituality, that wasn't even on my radar when I was young. Because I grew up, I was totally focused on science and engineering. I knew that I wanted to, you know, develop software. And so when I was in college, I was at MIT, and it was there I discovered the Internet. And, of course, that sounds funny today, but back in the 80s, nobody had ever heard of the Internet, right? And I saw this really potentially world-changing technology, and I made that the focus of my studies. And so long story short, I got my bachelor's degree, my master's degree, and was working towards my PhD at becoming an Internet expert. In fact, my research group, when I was in grad school, we sent the first ever live video over the web in 1994. So wow. I was involved in some really cool stuff. Then the Internet boom hit, and I figured, well, heck, this is the gold rush of my generation. I figured it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And so my plan was I was going to move to California, leave MIT, of course, recruit my lifelong best friend, and start a company to do websites. And there's an old joke that goes, do you know how to make God laugh?
What's that? How?
It's easy. Just tell him your plans. And so My plan was, well, I'll work really hard for a couple of years and then sell my company for millions of dollars and maybe retire to some tropical island and spend my days hot tubbing with supermodels. That was my plan. And it didn't quite work out that way, though it got off to a good start. The very first year, I did the first website for Disneyland. I did the first website for Nissan Motors. I did the first website for the launch of the Sony PlayStation in the summer of 1995. I had 15 people working for me. And so things really got off to a good start. But there was a catch, which was I was working so hard because I was so driven to be successful. I was willing to just do anything to push through the pain, long hours. I worked through every weekend, every holiday. It was just nonstop. We even started a second company to make a revolutionary kind of online game that had never been built before based on the research I had done in grad school. And the strain of bootstrapping these two companies was too much for me to handle. Even though I was, you know, relatively young at the time, I started having severe problems with my health. And it started off as, you know, some stiffness and some pain in my wrist and elbows and shoulders, but it got really bad really quickly. I remember the day it hit me like a ton of bricks. It had been another long, you know, 12, 14-hour day at the office. And I went out to my car to drive home, and my hands were shaking so badly I couldn't get my car open.
Wow.
So I knew something was wrong. And long story short, I went to doctors, and they put me in physical therapy and these different rehab routines. And I spent 3 years in intensive physical therapy. But I didn't get better. I got worse. It got so bad that it was hard for me to drive because I could only hold the steering wheel for about 10 minutes at a time. So if I had to drive anywhere, I'd have to pull over and rest. I even had to move in with my parents because there were a lot of days I was in so much pain, I needed help cutting and eating food. So this was a, you know, very serious thing. But after 3 years of treatment, I finally got in to see the head doctor at Curlin Job, one of the best doctors in the world. And I figured, well, this guy can help me, right? But finally, I'm getting in to see the top guy. And I go in to see him, and he's got all my files in front of him, and he just looks up at me and says, "I'm sorry, son, but there's nothing I or any doctor can do for you. You'll always be in pain, and you'll never be able to work." And I was like, "What? That's not what I expected." And the last thing he said before I left his office, he said, "Tell me, son, is there someone that can take care of you until you die?" And I was 27 years old. And he put me on permanent disability, which is very rare for somebody that young, and essentially sent me home to die. They didn't even want me coming back again because they wrote me off as a hopeless case. They thought that no matter how much treatment they gave me, it would never help. And so right after that, my partners lost patience with me, and I lost my position at the companies I had founded. And, you know, again, long story short, they sold the website company for millions of dollars behind my back. And I found out my lifelong best friend had also been secretly dating the woman that I was crazy in love with. So I was a mess. It was truly, as they call it, a dark night of the soul. I was broke. I had had my multimillion-dollar company stolen from me. I was deep in debt. I was living with my parents. I was in terrible chronic pain. And I was told I'd never be able to work again or have a normal life. But I didn't give up, and I had a friend turn me on to positive thinking. Nowadays, we call it law of attraction, but back in the 90s, we called it positive thinking, and it's really the same stuff. And so, you know, for about almost a year, I became this gung-ho positive thinking warrior, figuring this would turn my life around. And I went to, you know, the weekend seminars and danced on the stage and high-fived people and vision boards and mantras and affirmations and power words on my wall and all that good stuff. And you know, unfortunately, it didn't do anything for me. I didn't get better. I got worse. And so my next part of my journey was 5 years exploring alternative medicine. And, you know, all I did, I was a full-time patient, right, just barely surviving on disability and debt, going around getting all the alternative treatment I could. And, I mean, you name it, I tried it. I did acupuncture. I took herbs and craniosacral and osteopathic and chiropractic, and I went to Reiki healers and pranic healers. I did all these crazy diets and cleanses and programs. You know, I had magnets and electric stims and magnetic stimulators, and I mean, you name it. I was doing all these things. But I didn't get better. I got worse. And it really hit rock bottom when I agreed to have an experimental surgery. And I woke up from the surgery and my right arm was paralyzed. I couldn't move it. And so it was stuck like that for, you know, about, what, 4 or 5 months. And that's when my Aunt Lauren told me about her friend Terry. And Terry had been a friend of the family, and she had gotten involved in some kind of crazy New Age healing. And my Aunt Lauren kept bugging me, hey, Brent, you got to go see Terry. You got to go see Terry. And I was like, okay, fine. And so I went to go see her. And she just explained to me, okay, dear, you know, we're gonna harness the power of your subconscious and clear some blocks out of you, and then we'll take care of your arm. And I was like, yeah, sure, lady, right? Good luck. You know, I've been at this for like 8 years now. There's nothing that's gonna help me. And so she spent about an hour doing this subconscious block clearing thing and asking me a lot of questions. And at the end of our session, she just said, okay, relax, and you know, we'll see if we can do what we can do about your elbow. And she kind of went into her trance and closed her eyes. And about a minute later, I felt this pop inside my elbow. And I was like, oh, my God, I could move my arm again. And so that was the moment where I turned from a skeptic into a believer, because I had experienced a genuine miracle. And, of course, something like that is hugely changed me, and it changed the whole trajectory of my life. And at that moment, I decided, you know what? I need to figure this stuff out and learn it. Because I have to understand this. And so that then became my journey and my quest. And I spent, you know, again, long story short, I spent about 10 years going to all sorts of different trainings and seminars and intensives and retreats, working one-on-one and in groups with different master healers and gurus and spiritual teachers and intuitives, going to figure the stuff out. And you know what? A lot of people thought, including me, I thought, hey, you know what, with all my background in education, this will be easy. Well, you know what, it wasn't. It was really, really hard. I was terrible at it. In fact, some of my teachers told me I was their worst student ever. And the reason was I was so stuck in my head.
Yeah.
I had spent my whole life so deeply immersed in all this intellectual stuff. I was so in my head, it was so hard for me to feel. But I want to emphasize to everybody listening that I had no natural talent for healing or intuition or any of that stuff. I had to learn it all step by step. And that's exactly what makes me a great teacher. That I guarantee that if I could learn this, anybody can. And so, you know that, after many years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sorry. You know, that's the one thing that, you know, that seems to help shift a skeptic to someone who is a believer, is that personal experience, you know. And once you experience it and you know, you've been told otherwise, then it's deeply personal. And you know, any sensible, you know, scientific mind would recognize it and then do like you, go on that quest to figure out exactly why.
That's right. And here's what I found. What I found was there's a lot of pretty amazing people that are out there. There's a lot of people who have can do great things with healing and intuition and all that. But what I found was for almost all of them, it was some talent or gift. It was usually something they were born with. And there was almost nobody that really understood what they were doing or could explain it or show others to do it the way they did. That's what I ran into. And so I wanted to take a different angle. I wanted to break it down to the essentials. I knew as a scientist, as an engineer, there had to be a code underneath. There had to be laws of the universe hiding inside that would explain it. And it took me a long time, but after a lot of work and a lot of mistakes and a lot of false leads, I think I finally cracked the code and figured out how this stuff works. That quite simply, there is a technology to this. Energy healing, intuition, manifesting, law of attraction, consciousness. Ultimately, it is technology. And if you can learn to master the technology, you can do some pretty amazing things. So as one parallel, humans have known about electricity for thousands or tens of thousands of years. Of course we have, right? We see lightning strikes during a thunderstorm. We feel the shock of static electricity. So humans have known about electricity forever. But it wasn't until about maybe 150 years ago that we figured it out through Maxwell's equations, the work of Tesla and Edison. We were able to understand electricity and put it to work for us. It became a technology. And now it's ubiquitous. Our whole world runs on electricity. We can hardly imagine living without it. And that's what I want to do for the world of energy healing and spirituality and intuition and law of attraction. I want to demystify it and turn it into simple technology, things that everybody can use. And, you know, I guarantee for everybody listening, that cell phone in your pocket, you take that back 100 years, everybody's going to call it a miracle, aren't they? Even without a network, it's an amazing thing, right? It can take pictures, it can record video, it can do mathematics. It would truly be an astonishing miracle. But yet today, we kind of take it for granted, don't we? We just go, oh, it's a cell phone, whatever, right? Everybody has one. And so I believe in the future, you know, I have 100% confidence that maybe not in our lifetimes, but certainly our children, our grandchildren, they'll have that same relationship to healing, to mind power, to intuition. It will just be technology. It'll be very easy for them. And in the same way that we take it for granted that I can call India and have a real-time video conference, right? I just did that yesterday from my phone. In the future, everybody will know how to heal. Everyone will have highly developed intuition. Why? It's just a matter of technology. Once you've cracked the code and figured out how it works, then we can put it to work for us.
Yeah, so now the cracking of the code, is this what worked into or turned into the formula for miracles that you're talking about?
That's right. Yep. And what I found was that if you look at the research that's been done on different paranormal phenomena, whether it's, you know, what they call spontaneous remissions, which is the medical term for instant healing, or remote viewing, or talking to ancestors, or different kinds of intuition, what they found was there's a couple common parallels. One is they're all correlated with the theta brainwave state. So that's an important piece of the formula for miracles, that we access the higher powers in the universe through the theta state. And that's also how we harness and access the power of the subconscious mind. And that's really important, because I realized that I spent, you know, all this time and money going to these different positive thinking programs, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's good material. One should do those things. But when you have a lot of subconscious blocks, it's not going to work for you. And I needed to discover the technology to get in and work with the subconscious, how to harness the real power of the mind, which is so much greater than we realize. And the formula for miracles is designed to give people very simple and easy to use processes that can be learned in a few hours, and then you can use them anytime you want for the whole rest of your life.
Yeah. So now, how, when it comes, I mean, you mentioned a couple times, you know, the law of attraction. So how is the formula for miracles, how does that differ from the law of attraction? Is law of attraction just an aspect of that code that makes up?
Yeah, I think that would be a correct way to put it, is the law of attraction is correct but incomplete. In other words, all the law of the typical law of attraction teachings, masterminds and vision boards and mantras and all that, those are useful things to do, but on their own, they're not enough. In fact, I looked at a study once that showed that over 99% of people that go through conventional law of attraction programs feel they got bad results.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad, right? 99% failure rate. But yet some people have success. There are people that make a vision board and have everything they put on there show up in their life. What's going on? I wanted to understand that. And what I found was pretty simple, that if you have no subconscious blocks, the law of attraction works. It's very easy. And so there's a lot of people out there, and it's about less than 1% of the population, are naturally free of subconscious blocks. I suppose in the same way that maybe about 1% of the population can just go dunk a basketball without any training, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're 6'7", you can just jump up and dunk the ball. It's very easy, right? Same thing with the law of attraction. Some people just have, through genetics or whatever it may be, they have the right energy. It's very easy. And they don't understand why it doesn't work for other people. They'll say, oh, you know, just make your mantra. Say your mantras. Make your vision board. And everything shows up in your life. It's like, well, it's not that simple. That's why I say it's correct but incomplete.
Yeah.
For the other 99% of us, we're full of all these different embedded traumas and old belief systems from our ancestors and other kinds of subconscious garbage. And until you can clear that out, you're going to have a heck of a time making any progress. This is why I spent 3 years with some of the best doctors and physical therapists, and I got worse. Why? It wasn't that they didn't know what they were doing. It's just I was full of subconscious garbage. It was sabotaging me. I then spent 5 years doing nothing but alternative medicine. You know, all these great things that did so much good for other people, it didn't help me at all. And it was only when I started to get into the subconscious that I started to see results. And
yeah.
So the law of attraction is part of it, but there's more to the puzzle. There's a lot more pieces.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to let the listeners know, at about halfway through the show, we're going to take a quick break. And if you want to call in and ask Brent any questions, you can call in at 619-789-4359. And for those of you listening live in the chat room, just feel free to type in your questions. And we've got a couple people in the queue. I just wanted to let them know that I see you there, but we're going to get to you after the break. So, you know, when you were talking about subconscious, one of the things that I found interesting when I was reading your book was there was a section that you have about our misunderstanding about brain waves.
Yes.
You mentioned theta, or you know, the theta state already. So would you mind sharing with the listeners, you know, an understanding of the brain, the various brain waves, you know, that we have going on in that theta state and how it taps into the subconscious?
Sure, I'd be happy to. And so if you talk to scientists and doctors, medical researchers, they'll talk about 5 brain waves. And, you know, for the listeners, you don't have to remember this. It's all in my book. It's all online. Theta, gamma, delta, beta, and, of course, theta. And most of us spend most of our time in what we call the beta state. That's sort of our normal waking consciousness. It's also known as the ego mind or the fear mind. And so when we're thinking, when we're in our head, when we're processing numbers, analyzing, that's a beta state. When we start to slow down a little bit, there's actually a lot of benefits to learning to slow down your brain. And the little bit slower brainwave is called alpha. And to put numbers on it, beta is like, you know, roughly 13 to 40 cycles per second or hertz. Alpha is like 7 to 12. And alpha is the brainwave of creativity, of emotional release, of pain relief, of relaxation. And so when we're daydreaming or meditating, that puts us into an alpha state. It's kind of a feel-good state. But the one that's really powerful, the one we're most interested in, is the theta state. That's a very slow brainwave, 4 to 7 cycles per second. And the time we normally go there is when we're asleep and dreaming. And so when we're asleep at night and dreaming, you are in a deep theta state. And actually, all of the power of your mind is available to you. But the trouble is, you're asleep. So what are you going to do with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the challenges was to learn how to train people to achieve that same brain state when we're awake and conscious, so that we can use intention and tools to facilitate using the power of the subconscious. And so just to speak to the misunderstanding, this is a misunderstanding I had for years because no one corrected me. And it's a little bit of a technical detail. So for the listeners, don't worry about this if you don't get it the first time. But since you ask, I want to answer every question that's asked of me. And so here's the misunderstanding. I thought that our brain was like the speedometer on your car, that it was just going at a certain speed, right? You're going at 10 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour. So I thought the brain worked like that. And I'm like, okay, you're at 14 hertz, you're at 18 hertz, you're at 5 hertz, or whatever. It's actually not that simple. The way it really works is the brain can be in many different brainwave states at the same time in different amounts. And so you can be in beta and theta at the same time, though that's unusual. You could be in alpha and theta at the same time. And so when we talk about the brainwave state, it's an oversimplification to say, oh, I'm in just this state or that state or the other state. What it means to be in a theta state means that there's more brain activity at the theta frequencies than there are at the others. That's all that means. And so there's always some amount of brain activity at every frequency. The question is how much? And so if there's a lot of activity in the 4 to 7 hertz range, we call that theta. But it's not as simple as like the speedometer on your car. Your brain is actually running at every speed at the same time. It's just a question of how much amplitude, how much power is in each frequency. I hope that helps.
Yeah, it does. So, I mean, and actually, the reason that I asked that is because when you mentioned, the benefits of a theta state, and that, one of the problems is we're sleeping, but, the idea is to be conscious. So, to me, then it seems like that, because we have all of them kind of going on at the same time in varying degrees, that means that we would be able to have a high theta brain wave activity, but also the beta, which would be the more conscious. So, I mean, so it makes
That's
sense
exactly right.
then that we would be able to be more, to be able to have that conscious, awareness while still in a theta state.
That's exactly right. Because if you had nothing but theta state, then you'd fall asleep.
Right.
It would be real easy. And that's actually a challenge for people learning it, is at first you get kind of sleepy. Some people will even fall asleep during the training because you're moving into this sleeping brain state. But if you learn how to hold both at the same time, that's the trick. So you can have a lot of theta and a lot of beta at the same time. That's part of my technology. And when you do that, that's an incredible combination. That's what allows us to clear the subconscious blocks, to harness the power of the mind, to perform healings, you name it.
Yeah. See, and that was that's why I wanted the listeners to understand. Because see, for me, that was an eye opener. I was more along that speedometer kind of
Sure.
thinking. And once you recognize that the activity is going, all of that activity is going on simultaneously. It's just a matter of learning the technique, to have a theta state and also a high level of beta activity, that you'll be able to have that conscious insight to be able to go on.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Absolutely. Well, gosh, we're already halfway through the show, Brent. I mean, it's just like zooming right by. I'm going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll see. We'll go ahead and take the callers' questions, just because I like to keep it interactive. And then I've got a whole bunch of
Sounds
other
great.
things to talk about. Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay, great. Everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, www.biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link that will give you access to more than 1,200 shows we have had over the past 7 years. Also on the site are links to the products and services we provide, books, greeting cards, photography, and a wellness store. Our show is available as a free podcast on iTunes, and you can subscribe for free at the iTunes Store, or even quicker, there is a link on our website homepage. We are also on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc. And we also have buttons to those platforms on the top of our homepage. Our website, www.biteradio.me, has much for you to explore and enjoy. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, today my very special guest is Brent Michael Phillips, and we're talking about his book, The Formula for Miracles, Where Science Reveals the Secrets of the Spirit. Again, you can find out more by visiting his website, www.awakeningdynamics.com. And again, there is a direct link to that website in the show page description. Okay, we're back, Brent.
Awesome.
Okay, great. We have one caller here, and his name is Tim, and he's from New York. So, hello, Tim.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your question there for Brent?
Brent, I guess my question is, I'm clicking around on the site at work, and I guess my question is, where do I start? Do I start with getting your book? Is it like meditative that can bring me into these different states?
There's a lot of ways you can start. The easiest for most people is you hop onto the website at awakeningdynamics.com. There's a spiritual IQ quiz you can take if you want. It's kind of fun. When you're on the site, you'll see a little box pop up. You can just put in your first name and email, and I will send you for free. You'll get the first volume of my new book series, The Formula for Miracles, Where Science Reveals the Secrets of Spirit. But more importantly, I'm also going to send you tickets to attend for free two of my live events I do every month, because it's important to me for everybody. I don't just want to talk to you about this stuff. I want you to experience it. And we don't really have enough time for that on a show like this. So twice a month I do live events. One is a call we call the Wealth Club, where I will teach you how to talk to your own subconscious mind and then allow you to submit blocks for clearing and have a Q&A session. So everybody that comes out to the Wealth Club, we're actually doing one tonight. You can come, and again, I'll teach you how to talk to your subconscious, and you'll have the opportunity to submit blocks for clearing, which is a lot of fun, so you can actually experience this in action. I also usually about once a month do a webinar called the Healathon, where I have a little presentation. It's about 30 minutes. And, you know, I'll talk to you a little more about what I call the 7 secrets for higher dimensional living and do some interactive processes and actually demonstrate. Every month I give away a private session to someone and do it through the conference call format so everybody can listen in and follow along and ask questions. And so those are great ways to start because, you know, the book will give you a lot of information. There's a lot of information in there. But the information alone isn't going to change your life. You have to combine that with action. So if you're able to go through, you know, the free book and you're able to join us for one or both of the live events, I think that's a wonderful start. The second question you had about audios, I do have audios for brain entrainment. I have developed a technology called it's a patent-pending technology that allows me to actually encode audios with this brain entrainment. So it will take you to a theta wave just as you're listening to do subconscious clearing. And so that's a great starting point for a lot of people because it allows you to get in and start doing block clearings and things without needing to go really through much training. You know, all the training you need is about 10 or 15 minutes. And that's a great place to start. You can get an enormous amount of clearing that way. For those that want to go deeper, I do have online trainings available where in a couple hours you can learn to get yourself into the theta state without needing any kind of technological aid and start to do instant healings and block clearings and all that on your own. You know, it takes a couple hours of training. It's not instant, but that's really all it takes. Yeah. So I hope that helps.
That definitely helps. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Well, you know, that brings up a couple interesting aspects, Brent. First of all, you know, the idea of remote healing. Well, I didn't say remote healing or you know, instantaneous kind of healing. The healing that goes on is is basically within the individual, correct? It's really, or is it, I mean, is that where the healing comes from, and that the process that you take people through is the way for the individual to get in touch with that self-healing mechanism within us?
Yeah, that would be a good way to describe it, is that the trouble with most of us, the reason we suffer is simple, is we're stuck in the ego. That all of us have what you might call the ego self. There's also the divine self, what you might call the soul or the higher self. And in our modern culture, it's unfortunate that we've gotten so much into our head that for most of us, this idea of a divine self or our inner power is just an idea. It's something we read about or hear about in books or hear about on talk shows. Most people haven't actually experienced that. What I want to do is to get people in touch with that divine self, that when we can learn to transcend the ego, and the theta state is one of the foundational steps, then what we do is we're tapped into the infinite power of the universe. And there is a technology to this. And that word is very important, because what I found is with energy healing, intuition, manifesting, you name it, it is a technology. And there's a lot of ways that don't work very well and a lot of ways that don't work at all. And so one of the problems or dangers you run into is a lot of people who have a natural talent for healing but haven't had the right training, if they don't understand the technology, they'll end up taking on other people's energy and illness. It can make you sick. You can even die from it. That's what happened to Edgar Cayce. Edgar Cayce was a natural talent of healing. No one taught him what he was doing. And so he didn't really understand it. And the way he did his healing, he was taking on a lot of other people's energy. And it made him sick, and he eventually died at a young age because of it. The good news is, if you get the right training, that won't happen to you. No, it would be, imagine what it would be like if you put somebody in a car and they had never driven a car before and you had them drive on the freeway at 70 miles an hour. That would be incredibly dangerous, wouldn't it? Right, that would be really dangerous. You might get lucky, but there'd be carnage. And that's the same thing that I found a lot with people who were natural talents for intuition and healing, is they can do something with it, but they don't really understand it. And so it could be potentially dangerous, because there are other sources of power you can access in the universe, and they're not all benevolent. They're not all good. And I've made it my mission that I really want to teach people this, because I want to show people the right way to do it, the way that's safe, easy, powerful. Because, you know, you should be able to do multiple healing sessions a day over decades, and it should not deplete you or drain you. That's the technology I want to offer.
Yeah, and as you were talking about the energy and use missions, I mean, the thing that popped into my mind was, I mean, thinking about electricity, like you mentioned, you know, how it's, you know, now taken for granted, whereas back when it was just not understood. I mean, to me, it was like the idea of, you know, if you aren't careful, a circuit breaker, you could, overload the circuits. You got the AC and type of current, DC kinds of current. So, I mean, you've got all the different types of energy, but understanding the actual components of that energy and putting it into the right transmission lines is what is critical to make it work.
That's right. And there is a technology to this. And when you understand the technology, then you can build systems that are very safe and very effective and very easy to use.
Yeah. So now, do you see that, this particular technology, do you see people, is it there's a technology out there and it's a matter of tapping into it, or is there going to be, as we understand it more, maybe better ways of usage of the technology? I mean, is it one of these basic universal laws, or is it one of these things where, like technology of today, I mean, it gets better and better the more we understand it?
I think they're both correct. There are basic universal laws that that underpin it. And there are equations and math that describe describe how all these things work. Don't worry, you don't need to understand the math to be a great healer. So don't stress. But there is a discovery of these laws, and that's part of it. But there is also a technological component. And so over time, the technology does improve. As an example, when I first learned healing 15 years ago, we had different processes we used to clear blocks depending on which level of the subconscious it was held on. And so you had to go through this whole process of figuring out how it got created and what level it was held on, and then use this complicated technique to clear it. And so it might take you 5, 10, or even a 30, 50 minutes to clear one block. The technology I have will clear all the levels in a matter of seconds. So we can do it much faster, much easier. It's not too different than a car. If you go back in time 100 years, cars had essentially the same components, right? You had a steering wheel, a seat, an engine, a transmission, wheels and brakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the technology on a modern car versus, say, a Model T from 100 years ago is radically different. The old car, you had to hand crank it to start it. You had to be really strong and in great shape to start your car. And a lot of people got injured starting their car. Nowadays, you just push a button. And, you know,
yep.
Back in the day, you had manual steering, manual brakes, you had a gear shift, a clutch, and you had to know how to shift gears and match RPMs and all that. Nowadays, we have automatic transmissions. So you just press the gas when you want to go and press the brake when you want to stop. And so, you know, there is a strong parallel to the development of the technology. And I do believe in the future it will get easier and faster. I expect that maybe 30, 50 years from now, I will be teaching and practicing something that's maybe different than what is today, because the technology will evolve. And I think that's a sign of a great teacher, is they don't get stuck. It's very easy for any of us, no matter what you do, to just sort of learn something and then get stuck there for the rest of your life. And you can get away with that if you have a business or a niche that doesn't demand innovation.
Right.
And but as a healer, I'm always revising my material. I'm always updating things. I mean, some of the people I learn from, they're literally using the exact same manual that they were 15 years ago. And they haven't even bothered to fix the typos. I'm always pushing the limits. When I first launched Awakening Dynamics 5 years ago, what I teach today is an entire generation more advanced than what I taught then.
Right. You know, and, you know, to use your example of the cars, you know, now we have self-driving. So, I mean, there's truly, I mean,
absolutely.
It is going along the, you know, the path with minimal, if, you know, minimal effort on the part of the person in the car. So, I mean, it's from, you know, what you're saying, it sounds like, you know, through technology, we may even get to the point where we really don't have to exert as much effort to, you know, get into that particular awakening state.
Yeah, and it is much easier than it was before. In fact, I go so far to say that what I'm teaching today was not even possible 30 years ago. That the changing of the consciousness of the Earth with the harmonic convergence, the harmonic concordance, crossing the ecliptical plane of the galaxy, that literally we are in a different energy and things are possible now that would not have worked then. And I want to take full advantage of that.
Yeah. You know, and it really kind of just, it all goes back to energy. I mean, the essence of it all, and understanding it, working with it, and, you know, taking advantage of its ever-changing kind of essence.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, how would you explain the difference between spirituality and metaphysics? I mean, you know,
okay.
Some people use them interchangeably. So do you
Absolutely.
Would you say that there is a particular difference?
There's absolutely a difference. And this was one of the greatest aha moments I had on my own journey. And I understand to a lot of people, and maybe a lot of the listeners too, we don't distinguish them. But I want to offer a distinction because it's really important. First is the metaphysics. Metaphysics is really the technology of using energy, of working with these non-physical forces. And so energy healing, law of attraction, working with the subconscious, intuition, these are all wonderful examples of metaphysics. And what I want to offer to everybody is, I'm not the only one teaching metaphysics. Of course not, right? There's thousands, if not more, people all around the world teaching their own versions of this. And that's great. What I've done with the metaphysics is I have simply developed a more advanced technology. I've made it easier, faster, more powerful. The other aspect is the spirituality. And the spirituality is where Awakening Dynamics is perhaps unique, in that spirituality is all about what is the self? What are you? What is the nature of life? What is God? How does it all work? Is life governed by fate or free will? What is the nature of the universe? Those are the questions that only spirituality can answer. And the reason I created the system of Awakening Dynamics was simple. I could not find anything out there anywhere that tightly integrated the metaphysics and the spirituality. There was lots of places you could find bits and pieces, but nobody had integrated the two. And I thought that was crucially important. And so for people that want to develop their power, the foundational areas you'll learn, the formula for miracles is the metaphysics. And it's very easy to learn. Literally, within a few hours of training, you'll be doing healings. You'll be clearing subconscious blocks in seconds. That's how easy it is with this technology. The trouble is, if you just teach people metaphysics without spirituality, you end up with a supercharged ego. And that's what happened to me. That I didn't have the spiritual grounding, and I went off with all my mathematical, scientific, engineering education and mastered the metaphysics. And I was able to make money and heal my body and do all these great things. But I was still suffering. I was still, as they call it, riding the roller coaster of karma. There was still a lot of resistance and fear and anxiety in my life. Not nearly as much joy as I had hoped. And it was only through the process of awakening that I discovered the spirituality. And that is really, they call it the foot in the door to enlightenment. It's also been called the beginning of the end of suffering. And so I want to offer everybody both. I want to give you the state-of-the-art metaphysics, the easiest, fastest, most powerful technology, as well as the most powerful spiritual truths. Because here's what it comes down to. With the metaphysics, you want the newest stuff, right? Who wants old technology, right?
Right.
Do you want to use a Do you want to use a cell phone from 20 years ago, right? Do you want to be using a laptop from 1994? Of course not, right? You want new technology. So with the metaphysics, we want the newest, best, most powerful technology, and I want to show everybody that. With the spirituality, it's kind of funny. It's almost the opposite, that we need to go back to the roots, that people thousands of years ago understood this spirituality, and we have forgotten it. It's actually hidden in all of our religions, if you know where to look for it. It's hidden in every shamanic, spiritual, indigenous tradition, and every people across the planet throughout all time. So we used to know this stuff, but we forgot it. And so it is the synthesis of the ancient wisdom with the modern technology that makes this so exciting. That you really can have the best of both worlds. And they work together. They make each other more powerful. So through awakening, you'll become a much better healer.
And then, so, and that, when you mentioned awakening kind of being at the, was it the doorstep of enlightenment? Is that the, so enlightenment is just the, how would you describe enlightenment then?
Sure. It's pretty simple. That awakening, they call it the foot in the door to enlightenment, the gateway to enlightenment. And awakening is understanding you. What is this awareness in your head? What is this you that has thoughts, that has feelings, emotions, takes actions, and etc.? That's not an easy thing to answer. But that is the gateway to higher consciousness. Enlightenment is the full embodiment of awakening. And the embodiment is really important because that's a huge missing piece in so many of the different systems and programs that I've been exposed to, and it's been a lot of them. You know, I've been to hundreds of different seminars and retreats and intensives. You know, I've worked with thousands of different people. You know, I've probably read thousands of books. I'm always reading. You know, I give away a box of books, it seems like, every month just because, you know, I'm just constantly, I'm like one of Amazon's best customers, right? I'm always ordering books, and I devour books. But getting the knowledge in your head and living in it are two very different things. That's where the embodiment comes in. And let me give an example. I remember back in the 90s, I was introduced to Conversations with God. And mm-hmm. I loved it. One of my favorite books. I'm a huge fan of Neil Donald Walsh. I love his material. And so I'd sit in my easy chair on Saturday night, you know, have a beer or a hot chocolate with my kitty on my lap and read about how we're all one. And that was great. But then I get in my car and drive to the store and some idiot would cut me off and I'd be screaming at him.
Uh-huh.
So the point being that I had this great knowledge in my mind, right? And the books and the seminars are great for that. But very few people know how to help you to embody it. I knew that we were all one, but I wasn't living that way. I was still living from ego and separation. And so the more advanced part of what I teach, we use special movements. And literally, I know how to tune the energy that will turn on your ability to see auras and energy in other lifetimes, to literally allow this consciousness to permeate into your body. It is truly embodiment. And when you don't just know the spiritual truths, but you live in them, that's the good stuff.
Yeah.
That's when you live in the truth that we're all one.
So would you describe that living experience the higher dimensional living? Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. The higher dimensional leveling actually starts with the metaphysics. You know, within it'll take me about 10 or 15 minutes to teach everybody to talk to their own subconscious mind. We do that during the introduction to all the wealth clubs. You know, that's one of the free events you'll get for going to my website. That's very easy. To learn to do instant healings, I teach you to access higher dimensional energy. I just have a process that's made it so simple that it's a little underwhelming that people learn it and they go, really, that's it? And I have to go, yeah, that's it. It's kind of like, again, to use the car example, if you took someone from 100 years ago, put them in a time machine, and showed them your modern car, they would see you just pushing a button and it starts. And they go, that's it? That's all it takes to start a car? That was so easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the higher dimensions start with the metaphysics. But ultimately, that's a foundation to come to the awakening. So, you know, it's important to me that I meet everybody where they're at.
Yeah.
And some people are more interested in, hey, I'm just in pain. I want to get out of pain. I don't care about the rest. Great. Let's get you out of pain. Right. Some people, it's money or whatever. But those are all really a foundation. You know, I went to Terry not to get my elbow fixed, but to get a whole new life, to get a whole new career, to get a whole new outlook on the world. And for those that want to go deep, you know, I want to let you know there's a lot of layers to this. You know, I've spent a lot of years going very deep into this. And, you know, my only question for anybody that's curious is, how far down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
Exactly. Well, gosh, we're down to the last few minutes here, Brent. I mean, this has really been fascinating. And so for people who are listening, it's really up to them to decide, you know, where they want to go, what they want to achieve, and then work with the process, kind of learn the process and work with it, and then go from there, correct?
Yeah. That's, you know, I have this, I think, incredible technology. I would love for everyone to learn a little bit more about it. and more importantly, to actually experience it for yourself. Because once you've experienced it, you can't deny that.
Yeah. Now, you had that wonderful experience with your arm and that, you know, that healing aspect. Did you ever have a case where maybe you were surprised at the effect the process had for an individual?
You know what? There have been a few. I had one of my students came to me years ago. He had had his life ruined by, I think it was polythraumatic rheumatoid arthritis. I could be saying it wrong. And we did one session, and it totally vanished from his body. I was like, wow. One of my very first healings, my very first testimonial I ever put on my website, was actually a buddy of mine who had worked with me on the video game company. And he had suffered from lifelong asthma. And I did one session with him over the phone, and he woke up the next day, his asthma was gone forever. We had a woman that came to my last live training last month. And she had been in a car accident in 1971. And she had spent her life in and out of wheelchairs and on canes and walkers. Literally trying everything, right? Almost 50 years. She said the only thing that helped her was she had gone to John of God like 10 times.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she said when she went to see John of God, it would get better for a short time and then go back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 10 trips to Brazil, right, to see John of God, just so she could stay out of a wheelchair, right? I worked on her for about 15 minutes, and the next morning she came in and said, oh, my God, there's no pain. I can walk perfectly normally.
Wow.
So, you know, those are just a few. And, you know, I've seen it passed the 1,500 miracle mark late last year. So I'm moving in on 2,000 miracles. And
all
those
right.
that go to my website, you won't just find one or two or five testimonials. There are hundreds. It would literally, if you wanted to read them all, it would take you all day because there's hundreds and hundreds of testimonials because, you know, there is a formula to this. There is a process you can learn and apply that can create incredible outcomes. That being said, I want to tell the truth to everybody. I don't want to give false expectations. I'm not guaranteeing that every problem you have will go away in an hour. Nobody can say that.
Right.
When I first had my session with Terry, my frozen elbow instantly healed. But I had a lot of other problems that did not instantly heal. It took a lot more work. So I want you to know that these are powerful tools and secrets and processes. Sometimes you'll see the magic wand show up and miracles happen, but it's not guaranteed. And it's not going to be everything all the time. But I do know that if you want to immerse yourself in this and stick to it and use it, I think you'll be amazed at what happens.
Yeah. Well, that's like, you know, that's like any type of, I don't say process that you use when it comes time to, you know, helping your getting your health back or even, you know, improving your life in various areas of focus is that it takes work, you know, and it takes persistence in order for, you know, because some of those aspects may be deep-rooted, you know, and it may just take a little extra time for them to, you know, resolve themselves.
I think that's a fair way to put it. And what I like to say to everybody is if you learn this and use it, experience it, you will absolutely, you're guaranteed to experience miracles. But we don't get to pick the miracles. They pick us.
There you go. Well, Brent, I want to really thank you for your time today. I really enjoyed speaking with you. I enjoyed reading your book, The Formula for Miracles, and I'll be spreading the word. So hopefully we'll be having more and more people learning that technique and improving their lives and helping others as well.
Well, I'm really excited to have been able to come on today, and I hope we could reach out and touch a couple lives.
Great. Thank you very much. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Brent Michael Phillips. We've been talking about his book, The Formula for Miracles, Where Science Reveals the Secrets of the Spirit. And we've also been talking about his program, Awakening Dynamics. Again, you can find out more about Brent's work. Also participate in those webinars and learn the process yourself. You can get all of that by visiting his website, which is www.awakening.com. www.dynamics.com. And again, I do have a direct link to that website in the show description. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.